Till I get through the supermarket line real fast. Sometimes I just stand there going, when the memories flood over me, you can see me in the supermarket knife, squeezing my bread. Everybody backs out of my way. Sometimes there'll be 10, 12 people in front of me, but when they see me squeezing my loaf of Wonder Bread till it disintegrates in my head. I hear them murmuring. I hear what they're saying. I say, hey, look, that's Greece. DC-101. Yeah, he must be having a flashback. He must be thinking about Viet. He must be thinking about the days when the name on his uniforms in Greece Minnelli, but everybody knew him as Sergeant Fury. Quang Tui, 1967. You know what's my favorite thing? Oh, sure, I like going into villages. I like going into villages and search and destroys, kicking open the doors of those hoochies and... cut him down! Blowing the pictures off the shelves! I like that. That was nice. But what I like better is setting up an ambush. Yeah, we'd send out a team. Two guys, no ammo. They'd whisper into walkie-talkies. Troop movements. We'd get up on a ridge. Set up the 60 calibers. And I'd push the guys out of the way because I like to be behind that bad boy. And I'd wait until we heard him coming. We'd see him, just little dots in the distance. But then they'd get closer and closer. Closer! That's when I'd wait. I'd wait 10 hot. I'd tell all the guys to keep down until they higher, until they see me fire the first burst. And when they're almost right on top of us, that's when I just open up! Then we'd go mop up. Yeah, we'd step through the dead and wounded and just finish off the squirmers before we dragged them and bagged them. We found one guy that was playing dead. Wojnowski went to blow him away. I said, wait a minute! Wait a minute. Tie him up. I want to talk to this guy. Bring him into my tent. Bring him into my tent. Fortunately, I spoke fluent Vietnamese. I looked at him, I said, he just spat on the ground. I said, oh, that's the way you want to play it. Oh, well. I got all day long to do this. Yeah, that's it, huh? Now I'm going to ask you again. Said, you men, dig foxholes. This may take a while. I rolled up my sleeves. Even the most hardened of my men cowered in their foxholes that night when they heard me yelling, I'll break your will. About 6 hours into it, Fibish whipped open the tent flap. I was soaked in sweat. The VC slumped over in his chair, head bound. He said, Sarge, I don't mean to criticize you, but some of the men are having trouble sleeping, and we all took a vote, and they elected me to come on in here and ask you how much longer you think this is going to take. I said, I don't know. Could be a real long time. He said, well, did you find out any information about troop movements and where they've hidden their cache of ammunition and food? I said, troop movements? Hell, I can't even get this guy to give me the Kung Pao chicken recipe here.
Don't look now, but side one is over. Stand by for more Shriekin' and Reekin' on side two of the Best of Greaseman cassette, volume one from DC-101.